When I succeed, I need no excuse. How about that? When I succeed, I need no excuse. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Capo, California, with the Instant Illumination. When I succeed, I need no excuse. You know, most of the time we go through life making excuses for one thing or another. Either we did not apply ourselves as diligently as we wanted to, or we applied ourselves too diligently and we just overkilled it. It can go both ways, you know. There are people who work night and day and they think they're making great strides, and they're missing out on living. They're missing out on the day-to-day activities that make life exciting and make life worthwhile. And so you see, when I succeed, I need no excuse. That means I have time to enjoy my life. I have time to enjoy my family. I have time to enjoy the world that I'm in. My work never is too demanding that I cannot be at important functions for my family. It is never too demanding that I cannot experience all of the things that make life wonderful and beautiful for me and for everybody else. Now, this is something that I have to think about oftentimes, because many times I'm in the middle of writing an article or in the middle of doing some very intensive counseling or lecturing or whatever, and I get so excited about it, so filled with the luster and content that I'm working with, that I forget to even stop to eat. I forget to go to the bathroom. I forget to take a break. And mostly I forget to give my listeners and my participants an opportunity to have a pause. I get so fired up that I'm just roaring away, and then all of a sudden I realize that I've been talking for an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, and I think to myself, for goodness sakes, they're still listening. I wonder why they're doing that. They should, you know, be off doing other things. And so then I take a pause, and this is the exciting thing to me. When I take a pause, when I stop doing what I'm doing, nobody gets up. I have been talking for 2 or 3 hours, and nobody gets up. Nobody gets up from their chair. Nobody gets up from their stool. Nobody gets up from the floor, wherever we may be sitting. They don't get up. And I say, go to the bathroom. Go and take a pause and, you know, walk outside for a moment and shake your derriere and relax and be at peace. And they don't do it. And I think to myself, well, I offered them the opportunity, I offered them the chance, but they don't take it. Now, you can imagine here on campus, I get sort of wound up from time to time. And we'll have a discussion before the meal starts. Then we'll have a discussion during the meal. And then I'll give my talk following the meal. And then we listen to the talk again following the meal so we can hear it again. And then sometimes we talk about the talk, or we talk about other things. And our meal time sometimes can get to be a 1, 2, and 3 hour occasion. And I didn't make it that way myself. Nobody gets up, nobody moves, and I guess I'm supposed to get up first. And so I say to them, I guess I better not make it so drawn out. And they say, well, whatever you say is good, but we do need a pause now and then. When I succeed, I need no excuse. The desire of my listeners, the desires of my readers, the desires of my world are just always there and active, and they don't want to quit, and I have to make them quit so that they can digest what we've been talking about, digest the ideas that we've been sharing. And sometimes that's a hard thing to do. It's very hard to get people to stop and listen to what has been said. I tell people during my seminars, please listen closely during the seminars. Take notes if you wish, but listen closely during the seminar, and do not stop and try to chew on anything that I've said. Wait until the seminar is over, or wait until the session is over, and then think about it. But if you think about it while you're listening, you will miss a great deal of what is being said. You will miss a great deal of the content, because each thing sort of goes right on into the next activity. It goes right on into the next thought. It goes right on into the next sentence. And if you're not paying attention, you miss the relevance of it. Sometimes it seems as though the relevance is what you're hearing. And that may not be true. The relevance may well be what comes next, which sort of makes all that you have heard before, which you have believed, which you have thought was true and thought was real, to change it. And that concept that we held on so long to throughout our life might be changed by a few further thoughts. So, yes, I tell you, when I succeed, I need no excuse. All I need to do is look in the eyes of the people that I'm talking to or sharing with or being with. And you too. When you look into the eyes of the people you're talking to, sharing with, and being with, you will find that your life just sort of becomes illumined and becomes raised up by all the wonderful positive attitudes that you have. Make this into something very wonderful for you, and believe in it and live it, and know that you are under instant illumination. And indeed, when you succeed, you need no excuse. Those people who make excuses are really not having the enjoyment of life that they could be having. So enjoy that today and make that yours and live in the present moment now, because that's the only time there is. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.